Miami 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
At the Dewline blog, details emerged of the modified FA-18F Super Hornet equipped with conformal fuel tanks and a weapons pod that Boeing and the U.S. Navy plan to fly later this summer. Rhino, as the aircraft is affectionately known, is intended to test the aerodynamics of those extra shapes, especially at transonic speeds, where lots of work has been done to minimize their impact. And for those who like that sort of thing, the flight blog features renowned pilot and actor John Travolta fronting the eBay's presentation of a mock-up of Bombardier's re-engined super mid-sized Challenger 350. Echoing his feelings for Olivia Newton-John, Travolta declared, "I want one." Elsewhere at eBay's, David Learmount chaired a panel session on global warming, summing up, "Emissions policy is just a load of hot air right now." And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Wing modification work on Emirates Airbus A380 fleet has begun around 2 months later than planned due to late arrival of new aircraft. The repair program, designed to address wing cracks, will cover 34 Emirates A380s and is due to be completed by the end of next year. The modifications were due to begin in mid-March, but the first aircraft only went into modification in early May, says Tim Clark, president of the Dubai-based carrier. "We need to receive the new aircraft to backfill the fleet and maintain the route network when we release A380s for modification. There's been quite a long delay driven by the lateness of delivery of the new aircraft," he says. American Airlines plans to lease the 130 Airbus A319s and A321s that it has on order, continuing its preference for lease financing. The Fort Worth, Texas-based carrier and Airbus requested bankruptcy court approval for lease financing from the airframer, as well as possible third-party lessors, in a court filing on May 16th. Third-party lessors could include AerCap, Aviation Airspace Leasing, GE Capital Aviation Services, Guggenheim Aviation Partners, International Lease Finance, and Oryx Aviation, all of which have relationships with American. And All Nippon Airways Boeing 787 experienced a minor electrical fault during a recent proving flight, but the cause was traced to an insufficiently turned nut in an electrical panel. During a proving flight on May 4th on the Tokyo Haneda Chitose route, the flight crew of aircraft registration JA-809A observed 5 advisory messages about an error in an electrical distribution panel located in the aircraft's aft power bay, says an ANA spokeswoman. Only a pilot and co-pilot were aboard the aircraft. Airbus has unveiled the first A350-900 flight test prototype in its full paint scheme as the airframer makes final preparations for the twin jet's maiden sortie. The aircraft has been fitted with its Rolls-Royce Trent XWB engines, and the painting process marks one of the final stages before the flight test regime begins. Customers have ordered 414 of the -900 variant, the first of 3 member family to be developed. Pilatus scored a double first at eBay's with the launch of its first business jet, the PC-24, and a self-styled aircraft category dubbed the Super Versatile Jet, or SVJ. Pilatus chairman Oscar Schwenk says the PC-24 is the only aircraft combining the versatility of a turboprop with the cabin size of a medium light jet and the performance of a light jet. He adds, "The aircraft simply doesn't fit into any of the existing business jet categories. That's why we had to create a new one."